The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Avra Lewis from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as Triangle Radio Reading Service, or TRRS. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence and Ebony magazines. Our first article is from the Wealth section. From educators and media mavens, the C-suite stars, these black women run businesses are revolutionizing the digital space, by Tanisha A. Sykes. Innovation is everywhere, and black women are leading the charge. Did you know that the first home security system was invented by a black nurse? Or that a sister was integral in developing the technology behind GIFs? It's no surprise that black women are the fastest growing small business owner demographic. According to the 2018 State of Women Owned Businesses report from 2007 to 2018, higher unemployment rates, long-term unemployment, and a large racial pay gap led women of color to start businesses in droves. Rather than dwell on stats, black founders are seizing the market opportunity. Here, we highlight 9 of the most innovative businesses run by black women today. Claire Nicole Gibbons, founder and CEO, Gibbons has completely disrupted the $155 billion global paint industry with Claire, the first direct-to-consumer paint brand that finally makes choosing paint simple. After working for more than 10 years in the fashion industry, Gibbons turned her love for interiors into a bona fide business, which she has promoted with appearances on HGTV and on OWN. Since paint shopping can be overwhelming, the company built a tool called Claire Color Genius. It's a digital color consultation that delivers an expert recommendation by analyzing information about your space, such as its natural light, your existing furniture, personal style, and more, says Gibbons, who is one of only 34 black women in the United States to surpass the $1 million mark in capital fundraising. Devmar Products, Sharon Reynolds, president and CEO. Reynolds leads a $1 million eco-friendly cleaning and safety products firm. The company's patent-pending technology makes its products unique to the market and solves an issue without harming workers or the environment, she says. The company's cleanup biohazard absorbent is a solution that eradicates norovirus, which is highly contagious and causes vomiting and diarrhea. The product also captures and holds contaminants without further polluting landfills. Devmar, named after Reynolds' sons, Devin and DeMarco, distributes janitorial supplies to industrial, health, and correctional facilities, among other commercial spaces. A partnership with Marriott International launched the businesses globally, with products in 6,800 hotels. Reynolds' best advice, keep going until you find your yes. Palette Ed Schools. Marie Dandel, founding principal and co-founder. At Palette Ed Schools, an elementary school network in Indianapolis, Dandy and co-founder and CEO Jacob Allen are empowering students to see themselves and the world around them in a new light. The Tech for America alums are driving change by taking core subjects like math and English and teaching them through the experiences of students of color, instead of glossing over critical issues that affect their students, from gang violence to high dropout rates. They incorporate and reframe these issues through lessons on social identity, academic excellence, and civic engagement. By all accounts, the program works. Some 98% of their students are expected to graduate from high school. The Shade Room, Angelica Nwandu, founder. Nwandu Shade Room, dubbed the TMZ of Instagram by the New York Times, have revolutionized the digital space by leveraging 24/7 Black celebrity gossip. Its 15.5 million followers, aka Pound Roommates, attract advertisers who pay several hundred or several thousand dollars to run sponsored posts on its hugely popular Instagram account. Thanks to Nwandu and her team of writers and reporters who insta-stalk some of our fave celebs, including Beyonce and Nicki Minaj, the site's popularity keeps soaring. Recently, Nwandu expanded her reach into feature films, co-writing the critically acclaimed indie Night Comes On, which won a Sundance Next Innovator Award in 2018. Myohara International Trichology Clinic, Inc. Erky Harris Wells, CEO. When Harris Wells, a cosmetologist and hairstylist by trade, started noticing serious hair loss among clients back in the 1980s, she searched for a solution that led her to London to research trichology, the study of hair and scalp health. Fast forward to her ingenious clinic, which determines underlying reasons for hair loss. We identify hair diseases and analyze hair loss patterns, something many hair replacement clinics don't do, says Harris Wells. It is like looking at fingerprints. No two people are the same. With nearly $1 million in revenue in 2017, Harris Wells encourages African-American women entrepreneurs to serve everyone, not just those in our race. We cannot afford to leave anyone out if we are going to be innovative. Away Zone, LaToya Johnson, founder and CEO. Away Zone is a free location-based app that connects foreign travelers from a racial, ethnic, religious, or sexual orientation minority to culturally specific products and services in the U.S. As a Black woman who is part of the natural hair movement, I always find it difficult to locate stores and the beauticians needed to do my hair when I'm traveling, says Johnson, who wanted to help others avoid similar problems. The app, launched in February in Indianapolis, is supposed to roll out in other parts of the country. Whether you're traveling from the West Coast to the East or from the North to the South, if you need culturally specific locations, this platform will get you there, she says. Popcom, Don Dixon, founder and CEO. Dixon is dragging the vending machine into modern age. The entrepreneur invented the Pop Shop, a vending machine that photographs customers to collect anonymous user data such as age, gender, and engagement, and then calculates conversion rates based on foot traffic. Recently named in Inc. magazine's Female Founders 100 list, Dixon says the technology is akin to bringing the e-commerce experience to the real world using a platform similar to Shopify. Now retailers from pharmaceutical companies to cannabis vendors can gather intel to see how their machines are doing. The company has raised $900,000 from angels, accelerators, and venture capitalists, and is opening up the fundraising to the public to secure more financing. Yoga Green Book, Carla Christian Watkins, founder. A former electrical engineer, Walkins is leading a movement for yogis of color by creating a safe yoga space online. When a friend recommended she try the practice in 2011 to calm job-related anxiety, she was hooked. By 2015, she was a certified instructor. Concerned that most of her clients were white, she developed an online wellness platform specifically for people of color. Practicing in a supportive environment is necessary to achieve your wellness goals. So, our practice is intentionally free of racism, microaggressions, and judgment, says Watkins. Get a free trial for 30 days or gain access to all classes for $19 per month. Just Fearless, Keisha Mays, founder and CEO. Black women may be the fastest growing entrepreneurs in the country, yet they garner just 0.2% of venture capital fundraising. Mays, a serial entrepreneur and global business development strategist, is determined to change that grim statistic. My primary focus is on helping to develop 1 million fearless female entrepreneurs to generate a minimum of $1 million plus each in annual revenue by 2025, says Mays. Her Just Fearless Angel Fund helps startups get financing, provides a small or medium-sized business with domestic and international growth strategies, and offers network and platforms to connect you to those who want to do business with women founded companies exclusively. The next article, entitled Queen of the Empire, meet Daya Sims, the black woman behind one of the most successful black men in business, by Brittany Oliver. For two decades, Daya Sims, 43, worked her way up the career ladder, overcoming the many obstacles that pop up when you're black and a woman navigating corporate America. In her 20s, Sims was employed as a contractor specialist for the U.S. Department of Defense and as a sales representative for Clear Channel Communications. Now, as the president of entertainment mogul Sean Diddy Combs' multi-tiered empire, Combs Enterprises, she is Diddy's right-hand woman. In her current role, she oversees the company's expansive portfolio of products and brands and businesses. The next article in the wealth section is in the section of debt management. Dig yourself out of debt. These three types of monetary burdens plague Black America. Here's how to break free, by Tamara E. Holmes. If financial freedom is your destination, think of debt as a shackle keeping you from getting there. For Black women, debt can particularly be crippling. We already earn just 61 cents for every dollar made by white men. So the last thing we need is the additional challenge of digging ourselves out of a deep hole. But the truth is, anyone can find herself in arrears. Just ask Dana Branham, a Lexington, Kentucky-based financial wellness coach in her 40s who racked up $50,000 in student loans, personal debt, and credit card debt. For years, I avoided looking at the bank statements, she says. But how could I ever fix it if I don't face it? The moves she made to rein in her debt inspired her to write Money Mayday, seven steps to cleaning up your money mess. Branham also found that honesty with herself went a long way. But you have to have a plan. If your finances are on shaky ground because debt is holding you back, here's how to take control. If you're drowning in student loan debt, on average, Black women owe $30,400 when we finish college, compared with the $22,000 white women typically have to repay, says American Association of University Women. If you don't want that burden hanging over your head, take the following steps. Give yourself a small financial cushion. Before Aja McClanahan, 39, and her husband Kelvin started throwing all their extra money at their $60,000 student loan debt, the two followed the advice of financial guru Dave Ramsey and saved a small emergency fund of $1,000. That keeps you from using credit cards to cover emergencies, says McClanahan, who blogs about paying off a total of $120,000 at principals often, principalsofincrease.com. Next, create another income stream. McClanahan took on a number of side hustles, such as tutoring kids in Spanish and selling items on Craigslist, to come up with more money to put toward the bills. When figuring out potential gigs, focus on things you're good at rather than trying something new. If you're trying to get out of debt quickly, use your current skill set and then dream later on, she says. Next, check out loan forgiveness. If you have federal student loans and work for the government or a nonprofit, you may qualify for Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which wipes out the remaining balance after you've made 120 qualifying monthly payments. Teachers may get up to $17,500 off their federal loans, their federal student loans, if they work for 5 years in a low-income school, thanks to the Teacher Loan Forgiveness Program. Some companies also offer student loan repayment as a benefit. If you're ready to cut the cord on the credit card debt, 48% of Black families are saddled with credit card debt, compared with 42% of white families, according to the Federal Reserve Board. If your family is in debt, embark on the following action plan. Ask for a lower interest rate. A whopping 81% of consumers who ask their card issuer to lower their interest rate have their request granted, according to a 2019 survey by CompareCards.com. Make a balance transfer offer. If you have good credit, take advantage of card issuer promotions. Some of them allow you to carry a 0% interest rate on all transfers and can give you several months of interest-free payments while you get a grip on your bills. Next, seek better terms as credit rises. One side benefit of paying down your debt is that your credit score will likely increase, says Branaham. As her own credit improved, Branaham was able to qualify for a consolidation loan that had an interest rate that was 10% lower than the one her credit card offered. She managed to save money on interest, which in turn lowered her credit card payment by about $100 a month, she says. Snowball or avalanche? The best way to get out from under a pile of debt is to focus on one type of bill at a time. Here are two common approaches. The snowball debt. The debt snowball method. Pay as much as you can on the smallest debt. Make minimum payments on all others. Once the smallest debt is paid off, move to the next smallest one. Payoff. You'll eliminate the smaller debts faster and get a psychological boost. Next, the debt avalanche method. Pay as much as you can on a debt with the highest interest rate. Make minimum payments on all others. Once the first debt is paid off, move to the one with the next highest interest rate. You'll save the most in interest by going this route. If you're tired of dealing with auto loan debt, Car loan balances hit a record high of $1.27 trillion in 2018, with the average car note reaching $523 a month, according to credit reporting agency Experian. Why is this a problem? People of color are more likely to be charged higher interest rates for auto loans than whites, even when they have better credit. A 2018 study by the National Fair Housing Alliance found, if your car loan is causing you headache, consider the following advice. Add to your payments. A 15% interest rate led 27-year-old Chauncey Maddox of Chicago to rethink sticking to her car payment schedule. I wasn't making a dent in the balance, so I realized I had to pay extra, she says. She tacked on work bonuses and a tax refund to trim the balance sooner. Not only did she pay off the vehicle in 18 months, but she is also now a certified financial education instructor and teaches others how to do the same at mydebtepiphany.com. Pay between due dates. Maddox would make minimum payments on her due dates and extra payments in between whenever she got a little extra money. By immediately putting the extra cash toward her debt rather than waiting until the next payment was due, she wasn't tempted to spend the windfall, and she saved a little more in interest. Renegotiate your other bills to save money so that she can make a larger car note payment. McClanahan asked some of her other service providers to give her a lower rate. I called my alarm system company and said, I don't want to pay $60 a month. And they said, okay, pay $29.99 a month, she says. She put the savings towards the money she owed. Just say no. It's easier than you may think. A 2016 Pew Research Center study found that 57% of blacks said they loaned money to friends or family in the past 12 months, compared with 39% of whites and Latinos. It's okay to give and to share, but not from a place of sacrificing or doing it because you are afraid to say no, says Nicole Cutts, a Washington, D.C.-based clinical psychologist and success coach. Tired of being the family piggy bank? We've got a few tips. Keep it short. Don't give your loved ones the rundown on your finances. Simply say, I'm sorry, but I won't be able to loan or give you any money at this time, says Cut. Don't take their reaction personally. If you've given money to loved ones in the past, expect them to resist the change. They may need a minute to accept the new boundaries you've set. It takes time to change the dynamics of a relationship, especially between family and friends, where those dynamics have been practiced over and over, says Cutts. Give them an alternative. The gig economy has created many ways to make quick money, from driving for Uber to selling items online. You might not be able to help a loved one financially, but you may be able to suggest another way for him or her to raise the money. Regal Aman, being the most famous model out of Africa, doesn't begin to encompass the dreams she has for herself. Running an all-inclusive global beauty empire, along with empowering young women of color around the world and being a dedicated mother, is the legacy she'll be growing. By Julie Wilson. Photography by Ateja Jordan. Styling by Marielle Bobo. Calling her a supermodel doesn't seem to sum it up. Not even close. As Aman strikes pose after effortless pose during our cover shoot, the room stands in awe of the Somalian stunner. And not just because of her timeless beauty. Aman is a philanthropist, beauty mogul, mother, wife, and fashion influencer. Royalty in our eyes, lest we forget. She played an Egyptian queen in the groundbreaking music video for Michael Jackson's Remember the Time, which was just one more moment solidifying her place in pop culture history. It's been 30 years since Iman retired from a modeling career that saw her grace countless magazine covers and walk the biggest designer runways in the world. Yet, the 64-year-old remains a fixture in both the fashion and beauty industries through her work championing diversity and calling out anyone who doesn't. The New York City-based icon will step back in front of the camera only on special occasions, this one being the cover of our summer issue, which commemorates 25 years of the Essence Festival. The timing couldn't be more perfect. As it also happens to be 25 years since she launched her beauty line, Iman Cosmetics. A few decades before Fenty Beauty revolutionized the beauty business with its unabashed focus on inclusivity, Iman had already created a company built on a similar mission. She was clearly ahead of her time. When I came on the scene, I was catering to women of all skin colors, Iman explains. Regardless of what hue you are, as long as you are a woman with skin color, whether you are Asian, Latina, or African, I opened that gate and Fenty knocked the gate out. Iman admits that her still thriving brand would have been a dream deferred if not for her husband, the late legendary artist David Bowie, who pushed her to start the business. He literally did not understand fear, Iman remembers. He was in my corner cheering me on every step of the way. If it wasn't for him, I would never have done it. In the moment of candor, Iman also reveals what she misses most about Bowie. His sense of humor. He made me laugh every day, she says. He was a very curious person, so he made all of us very curious about everything in life. We have run out of time today for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Aver Lewis, reading for North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. Please call with questions, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.